It's like I had been lying to myself this entire time. I think this is the second podcast of its kind that I'm doing right after the last one, in which I really discover some profundities, like, within myself, and I share them with you. We have 444 Hertz playing in the background, if you can hear it. If you can't, don't worry, because I can, and that's all that matters as I narrate to you. I have been living the past few years thinking one way and trying to get out of it because I knew it was the wrong way of thinking. And it is the way that most people think, which is in pain and regret, and like other people hurt them and things happen to them. And that was me for so long. I would think, you know, I want to like reconnect with this person, but I can't because they hurt me, and I don't know if I should. And the thing about me is I don't hold on to hurt, but I do hold on to pain if I hurt someone else. And I know that I've never really done anything to hurt anybody, but I have left like different situations. It's easy for me to leave, really easy, because I don't, even if I am attached, I can detach, because it's like I have to keep moving, you know, and it's just habit. Like, it's easy for me to close off, and I'm actually like comfortable like living really in my own bubble. But the thing is that I really do deeply love people. But if I feel like if I let that happen, I'll be so drained, which like I was in the past, but I was only drained because I expected reciprocity. That's the thing. I don't know about you, but for me in particular, I should never expect reciprocity because I get my love from God. So like I can give that easy. It's really easy. It's like really fun and easy to give love. But then I get caught up. Like I lie to myself. Like I lie to myself that, oh, you know, you need, like, you're in a human body. Like I pretend that this life is real. And it's not when it comes to unconditional love. Unconditional love is more and more real than this physical life. And like what we are experiencing with like our pain and depression and like all of that, I hate to break it to you, and I hate to break it to myself, but all of that is like illusion, like real illusion, pure illusion. Like pain and depression, trauma, splitting, all of these things, they're very real, but at the same time, compared to the truth, they are powerless, you see? They mean nothing, like compared to the truth of what we are. And what we are is that which is undefinable and unpriceable. We are not confined to any definition. Do you understand how we are God? Like, do you understand that? Every person has the ability to store and then execute immense amounts of power, healing power, because true power is love. And love heals. Love is the only thing that can heal anybody, even from physical ailments. A big part of my story is that I suffered from physical ailments and I kept it hidden. I've kept so much hidden because in my head I thought, you know, I had this idea that I wanted a glamorous life. I wanted a glamorous life, and I also wanted the people who had hurt me to see it, you know, like to see my glamorous life. And that's it. That was my wish. It's not my original wish, but it became my wish over time because I let myself get so jaded. And I was also battling physical stuff, and you get really like cynical, depressed, just things like that when you are battling something as well that you have to hide. I just felt like I had to hide everything. Like, I haven't been happy. Well, no, I am happy, but I'm also, my life has been hard. It's not been as happy as it may seem. How about that? Like, you know, I work very hard too. People just don't know. If people knew. And for a long time, I was like, no, I don't want people to know. Because I want people to think that my life is perfect and that I'm perfect. And I held myself to a certain standard that I had to be perfect. So criticism was like such a personal attack for me. And I know it is usually for everybody, but it shouldn't be, because it's just like someone else's opinion and perception, which ultimately, if you are alive on this planet, you have a duty, my friend, to take care of your neighbors and to heal their perceptions. Not responsibility, but a duty, meaning you have to contribute to people's lives. Like, you have to help them in some way. I'm a firm believer of this. If you ever come across a person, you have to bless them, because they're blessing you by being there. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, this is my philosophy. And I'm very good at blessing people, but I leave, like I said. So, it is a hard thing for me to not regret that. Not saying that I regret any decision. Meaning, because regret is like what? Regret is if you would take it back, right? I would not take anything back. But I do wish that anybody I may have hurt is not hurt by me. You shouldn't be. Because if you knew the whole story, you wouldn't be. If you knew how much I loved you and still do, like, you wouldn't be hurt, you know, or feeling any sort of pain or animosity towards me. You would feel my love only, right? But see, so then I've been wrong. Like, I've been wrong to, like, not let people know that how much I love them, even after leaving. I think even after leaving, it's okay to go back and say, no, you know what, I apologize if my leaving hurt you. It was never you. Even though I thought it was you, like, it wasn't, it was me, and I love you, I'm still here for you, you know? Like, that in and of itself is power, and love, and justice, and truth, and clarity. People do not understand that I get so deeply sentimental towards other people, every person in my life, superior, anybody, coworker, people's moms. Like, I seek to heal and be and help and give. And another thing about me is that society may not fully agree on is that I'm a very I've come to my power, like, I have. And human beings are creative and sensual creatures, and, like, we're very inventive and genius. And so I be that, you know what I mean, in real time, in real life, you know? And it's not easy for people to get that or understand that. They get scared of that, because it's like, oh, like, you're a rebel, or, like, you... It's a threatening energy, but you have to understand it's God, like, energy ish, kind of. It's very potent. It's like creative, love. It's fun energy. There you go. It's like fun energy, bright, fiery energy. It seeks to heal and touch and reach in, like, soulful, important, helpful, very helpful ways, and it gets misconstrued a lot, you know, because it is disrupting the status quo. Because the status quo of society is, hey, suffer. That's the status quo of society. If you're not suffering, something's wrong with you. How about I choose to not suffer? Yeah, how about I have suffered and I know the illusion behind it and how it is leading me to my treasure, you see? how about I adopt that mentality, the mentality of truth, right? But no, if you do, you will not be seen as a leader, but you'll be seen as an outcast. But I'd rather be an outcast than anything else, because outcasts, they do lead. They do lead. That's the point. You have to be outside to lead, right? You cannot be within the mess. So how on earth could I have, when I was really going through hell, how on earth could I have done anything else? I had to do what I knew to do best, which was to be a light. Was that light a false light? No, because the intention behind it was true. The intention behind it was true. It was never false. But did I bear the burden of others? Yes, I did. And I also bared burdens that were not mine, you know. And I still continue to. And yes, you know, it does manifest in me being unhappy or unwell sometimes. But like, so that I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong for me to do. So I must stop it, you see, because when I'm unwell, how can I serve the world? How can I serve the people I love around me, or tell them that I love them, show them, serve them, help them? So I must be strong, you see. It has been my mistake, like my folly, my lack of attention, that I allowed for the burden of illusion to weigh upon me. Pain is not anything more than a guide, a path, a road. To see it as the end instead of the means to the end is a false narrative. It's falsity. I do not ever wish to go back there to exist within falsity. No, I won't. From now on, I will live as if I only have a few months left, right? I will tell people I love them. I will show them. I will extend. I will, in my sleep, dream of what I can do better from the soul and the heart, not from a need to be perfect, you see. Because perfection doesn't exist, and perception also doesn't exist. These things are subjective. So like, if somebody doesn't see me as being good for them or perfect in some way, and they judge me for it, it is their own illusion, and I should not have to ever weigh that, carry that burden, carry that weight, you see. So let this be your truth as well, my friend. Do not carry anyone else's cross. Do not even create your own. Just walk, and as you walk, your feet will be lifted and carried. You will be carried on the back of God. Just go where you are led. Walk the path, my friend. If it is pain that you are walking, then yes, walk the path. It will lead you. Let go. Surrender to the flow of where the water is ushering you towards, because it will be sure. It will be the shore of that. I can be sure. Yes. Amazing. I love you very much. Thank you for listening. And I will talk to you in the next one. I wanted to go a little bit into my personal experiences in this podcast. I hope you found it helpful. I am slowly what is that Ram Dass says? Slowly becoming. I'm just slowly uncovering, I feel like, actually. It's like I'm becoming more me. I always used to indulge into my even unhealthy viewpoints. I used to say things like, oh, you know, I am the way I am, like, I'm so jaded, and I am meant to be, like, a leader, I have to do this alone, you know, but no one has to do anything alone, and you can express your pain. I actually, did this, like, new form of, like, CBT therapy a few months ago, and one thing that my therapist talked to me about was the fact that we can fail and fall. No, how do I explain it? It wasn't even that, because how do I explain it? basically he said that we can express to people if we need to, you know? And for me, half of me was like, oh, yes, I knew that. And actually, one third of me was like, yes, I know that. The other third of me said, well, why would I want to? It would be a waste of time. I don't do drama, and I don't do, like, I'm not going to tell somebody how to treat me. Like, they can figure it out, or I don't care. Like, I'd rather just not be there, you know? And the third part of me said, like, holy crap, that's, like, huge news to me that I can just, like, let go and accept people's reactions and not be so hurt by them, and also be more light in my energy, like, tell people what's going on with me, how I feel, and not be so, it's just like, I always expect the worst, so I get it, because I expect it, you see. Like, I always expect the worst, so I always get the worst. Because, honestly, I've seen the worst, like, in people. I have really dark, like, psychological stuff that kind of scared me a bit, like, made me petrified to, like, go out of my bounds with people. And yeah, that sense of, like, openness and lovingness, like, it went away, and that's hard for me, because I don't know how to live without that. So of course, like, my health failed. I really, like, also assumed the worst in people, and there's a lot of, I'm not gonna say it actually, there's a lot of MINDCONTROL that went on. I'm not gonna talk about it, because it's just not, I can't talk about that at the moment, not for me to discuss right now, but it was a lot of stuff that do be going down, and I've had a really interesting life, and one day I'll share, but I did want to sum up the lessons for you guys in this podcast. I love you very much. I love you very much. Thank you for listening, yeah. I will talk to you in the next one. Peace.